Okay, today's daf is Ksubis daf Kuf Yud Beis, Baruch Hashem. We have made it to the last daf here in Maseches Ksubis, the last daf of Shas Katan, and we will start with Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. About 8 lines up from the bottom, we'll be starting with Rav Chiya Bar Ada, just one other Hosafa from yesterday's daf, and that is the Gemara quoted on the towards the top of Amud Beis, on the daf that we're on right now, Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara quoted the Pasuk from Yeshayahu, Ki Tal Oros Talecha, Ve'eretz Rifa'im Tapil. Right, quoted the Pasuk about Tal, and it said, anybody uses the Or of Torah, Or Torah Mechayehu, and anybody does not use the Or of Torah, Ain't Or Torah Mechayehu. Reb Yaakov, in Bracious, in Paragimel Pasuk Yutes, Reb Yaakov talks about the fact that the Tal is used many times to connect to and to signify Tchias HaMesim. We find by Maamad Har Sinai, we find HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we all died after each of the Dibros, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Tal of Tchias HaMesim to revive us. Right? The Hakitsu, he quotes the Pasuk in Yishayo, that our Gemara quotes, Hakitsu v'rananu shokhnei afar, ki tal aroz talecha. The beginning of the Pasuk is all about Tchias HaMesim. Tchias HaMesim tiyeh al yidei horadas hatal. Right, through the Tal. The Gemara says in Chagiga, V'tal she'asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu lahachyos bo mesim, the Yerushalmi in Brachas, he quotes, she'en ha'mesim chayim ela betlalim. Tal is always the symbol, the special dew that is going to be brought for Tchias HaMesim. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses as the symbol. So he says, based on this, there's a halachic nafkamina between when one says, Mashav HaRuach Morad HaGashem, and when one says, Morad HaTal. Where's the comma? Is the phrase a continuation of what was just said, or is it an independent phrase? Atagi Barli Olam Hashem Mechayim Mesim Ata Rav Lohoshia. Right, you are Mechayim Mesim. Says Rav Yaakov, if it's Morad Hatol season, so then those two words are adding on and continuing what was just said. And therefore, you have to say it tall, not tal, with a kametz, because the end of a sentence always gets a kametz, like Mitzrayim and Mitzrayim. You always get a kametz. That's why Rabbi Yaakov says Morad Hatal is a hemshech of Tchias HaMesim, because that's what tal is. That's our pasuk. Tal aros talecha. And therefore, you would say it as one phrase. Morad HaGashem is a separate rain. Rain doesn't have anything connected specifically to Tchias HaMesim. Yeah, the Gemara says in Titus with their parallel. Right, the great is the day of rain, like the day of Tchias HaMesim. It doesn't say it is the day of Tchias HaMesim. So says Rabbi Yaakov, Avo be'emes yishchilik gadol be'morad agashem l'morad atal. To morad agashem, who has kara nifredes shel gvuras kishamim. Avo morad atal, einu ela hemshich me'az karas b'chayim mesim, at arav lo shia. Haru Tchias HaMesim, diya yidei horadas atal. V'im kein, hu davuk l'machayim mesim atal. This is a classic of Yaakov, how to pronounce it, what's the trup on phrases. Lahatim, Mechayim Mesim Atar Rav Loshia, Morad Atal. Lachein hu ben nikmatz, de esnachta, mishana es apatach lokametz. When you have a break, you say tal, not tal. But if you say Mashvaruch Morad Geshem, not Goshem, that's Rav Yaakov's phrase, he thinks that's going into the next part of the bracha, and therefore you would say Geshem and not Goshem, even though you would say tal and not Tal, because Geshem is just a separate phrase, not ending off something that came beforehand. And that is why he's mechalik between the two. He thinks Geshem is with the segel. Not everybody agrees to that. He thinks it's all a mistake. Why do some people say Mashiach Marad HaGashem? Because when we say Tfilas Geshem for the first time, so then it's said as a separate unit from the Chazan. And we all answer, Amen, Amen, L'chaim v'lo l'maves, and we have Mashiach Marad HaGashem. And there, it's not continuing the rest of the, there's nothing afterward. But from there, it was Nizgalgel, he says, to say even Goshem in the, when we say the bracha every single day. But Rabbi Yaakov thinks, really, Geshem is a hemshech of what's going to come. It's not the end of something, and therefore it should be Geshem and not Goshem. While Morad Atal, which has to do with Tchias HaMesim, Tal is connected to Tchias HaMesim, it's connecting to what was before, and therefore it should be Tal and not Tal. Look here, it's in Parshas Bracious, Paragimel Pasuk Yutes, in Emes LeYaakov. Okay, we'll have one more Rav Yaakov Ezeshem a little bit later, but now we will get to where we are up to. So, the last part we mentioned in the last year was smiling, about Malbim Shinayim L'Chaveiro. One always has to smile to their friends. We mentioned Rav Pam, who says your face is a Rishus Arabim, and you're not allowed to be Mazik in Rishus Arabim. And therefore, we always have to have smiles on our faces, because if somebody else is in a good mood and we walk in and we're all gloomy, you know, that affects others. All of a sudden, you know, we could change the mood of a room just with our face. Latov or Lara. So we have to make sure. Besaver Panim Yafis. Says the Gemara now, about 8 lines up. Rav Chiya Bar Abba Mikri Dar Dekid Reish Lakish Have. Rav Chiya Bar Abba was the Rebbe of Reish Lakish's children. Reish Lakish's children, Dar Dekid Have. There are many stories in the Gemara about Reish Lakish's children. Of the Gemara in Chagiga, before the Elisha ben Avuya Gemara, that Rabbi Yochanan, actually it's the Gemara in Tainus, that he asks about, Rabbi Yochanan asks Reish Lakish's kids, what are you learning? He starts telling him different psukim. Then Reish Lakish's wife gets nervous because of what Rabbi Yochanan had done to her husband, so she took him away. Anyway, so his kids, Rebbe, Ifgar Tlasa Yomi V'la'asa, for 3 days he didn't come. He didn't show up. So Reish Lakish didn't know what was happening. Kiyasa, finally, when he came 3 days later, Amarle, Amai Ifkar, where have you been? Why haven't you come to teach my children? Amarle, Dalis Achas, Hiniach Li Abba. My father left me a Dalis. What's a Dalis? Rashi quotes, Kerem Hamudal Algabi Klunsos. A vine. Taking care of a vine on a pole. So it was in season. Ubatzarti mimena yom rishon gimel meos eshkolos. The first day I harvested from the vine 300 clusters. Eshkol a grav, and each eshkol gave me a grav of wine. Yom sheni batzarti gimel meos eshkolos. The second day I also harvested 300 eshkolos. Shtei eshkolos the grav, and 2 eshkolos produced a grav. Meaning it produced a little bit less. Yom Shlishi Batzarti Mimena Gimel Meos Eshkolos. Also the third day, I was able to harvest the 300 clusters. Shalosh Eshkolos the Grav. And it got even less in terms of production. It was still amazing, but it kept getting less and less. V'ifkarti Yosem Yechatzi. And there was so much that I even had to like just be mafka the other half of the clusters of the dollars, because there was so much. Amarle says Reish Lakish. Ilav De'ifkaris Haviav De'tfei. If you wouldn't have stopped learning, if you wouldn't have stayed home and bin mavatel, you know, my kids learning, you would have even had even more. I mean, it wouldn't have gone down, right? You had so much, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have taken care of you. You would have found time for harvesting. Because you are mavatel, so that's why he didn't give you as much as you could have got. Why is this here? Why are we talking about grapes? We're talking about all the greatness of the psukim of Yehuda, v'dam einav tishtachamer, as the pasuk quoted, the Gemara quoted the pasuk earlier. That's why this is here. The kinds of a bittul Torah and kiyum Torah, obviously, going to have a whole separate shiur on. We're just going to look at 2 sources. Number one, we're not going to look at that is Shar Dalet in the ruah in the Nefesh HaChayim, which is all about the unbelievable kiyumim and amazing effects in Shamayim that everyone has when one learns Limud Torah Lishma, and every second has tremendous effects. And also the Chafetz Chaim has a little sefer called Torah Sabayis. Just read you the introduction. Ma'amar Torah Sabayis. He calls it a Ma'amar. It's about 40 pages. Ma'amar Torah Sabayis. Bo yuvuar godel chiyav ha'adam lil motar bebeso b'chaleishu pani mimalachto miyasakav. The chiyav of learning whenever one is free from whatever else one is involved in. L'kaye ma'sha'amar ha'kasuv v'dibarta b'am b'shiftecha b'veisecha. Right, that's the pasuk we say. V'goda schara avur zeh ubisofo biarti od ma'amar akasuv im tevakchena kakesev v'chavon and tachpasena. If you search for it like treasures, oz tavin yiras Hashem. Right, we have to search for it. Like Rabbi Yaakov, another Rabbi Yaakov, he writes in the Sefer put out a couple of years ago of Rabbi Yaakov's Torah in Pirkei Avos. V'avishose bitzamei es divrehem. We have to drink thirstily the words of the Torah. He says, just like if we're thirsty and we just took a long hike and we come and we finally take a drink of our water and we go, ah. Right, after we drink the water, it's like goes down, it's so refreshing. After we hear a shir, we have to go, ah. Right, that's a bit some es divrehem. Every second we have to make sure that we are using. And here in this ma'amar, as he calls it, every element of Talmud Torah is emphasized. Just one of the pages he writes in Perek Yud Dalet. He writes, we have to realize Yadua Sheish Eved Ose Maisa Machat. There are different types of avadim. Some of them do stitch work. Some avadim are doing stitch work. V'yesh Eved Nokev Margolios, and some work in diamonds. Sometimes you have avadim work in diamonds. If you're mevatel either of those or any 10 professions, depending on what the person does, that will reflect and have a difference in terms of what the person is wasting. If a person does avoda A, avoda B, avoda C, so then the person who's cutting diamonds, obviously his time is worth more. And if he doesn't do what he's doing, so then the schar that he's being mevatel is even worse. She batel yom echad yitva ha'adam imenu asach lefi masharoi lo listaker. The adon is going to come and say, you know what you could have done in this time? You know how much you owe me? Kain b'inyan olam haba. You know what we could do in every second? More than diamonds. Better than diamonds. Yadua sheben Torah yachol takin biyom echad al yidei tarasu mitzvosav harbe ma'od heim bekamut heim be'echut. The opposite is true. We have to realize the unbelievable quality of every second, every moment, every 5 minutes of learning Torah. He talks all about strategies here. One's supposed to have their bitul Torah sefer. Meaning when one is just, you have 5 minutes and you have this and you're waiting and the kids aren't ready yet, should have that go-to sefer. That's there, and I go there, and I just sit and I wait, because I know just screaming at them is not going to make them come any quicker. So, just got to take that safer. And he says that Bittul Torah space, somewhere in the house, where the go-to place. He says, because if you don't have that place, you're not going to know where to go, what to do. So some chair, somewhere, you know, to be able to have that we always are able to go there when is needed. That he writes in on page Yutes here in mine. So I have to realize that's where Rish Lakish was trying to teach this melamed of his children, that, you know, you could gather the grapes, but you could find some other time to gather the grapes, not when you're supposed to be teaching my children Torah. Okay. Continuing, four lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Rami Bar Yechezkel Iklo L'Bnei Brak. Rami Bar Yechezkel came to B'nei Brak. Chazinu Lahani Izi to Ka'achlin Tute Te'ene. He saw that there were goats that were eating dates under a date tree. V'kanatev Duvsha Mi Te'ene. And the dates were dripping honey. Right, date honey, right, that's dvash tamarim. They were dripping from the te'inim. The chalva tayev minayo, there was milk flowing out of the udders of the goats. So he says, umar ba'adi adadi, and the milk and the honey were being absorbed in each other. Amar hainu zavaz chalavu dvash. He sees B'nai Brak, he sees zavaz chalavu dvash. We know Torah is compared to honey, Torah is compared to milk. It's one of the reasons that we eat milk on Shavuos, right, because of this type of pasuk and this type of message. The Gemara discusses elsewhere in Tainus, why is Torah compared to milk and honey and water, right, all the different messages. Weiter. Amar Rabbi Yaakov ben Dustoi, mi lud la'ono shlosha milin. 3 mil from Lud to Ono. Pamachas kadamti b'neshef. One morning I was walking. V'alachti at kursulai b'dvash el te'inim. And I went down to my ankles in the honey of the te'inim that was oozing out. Amar Ish Lakish means there was a lot. Amar Ish Lakish l'didi chazi li zavaz chalav u'dvash shel tzipori. I saw it up north. This element of Eretz Yisrael, I saw it up north by Tzipori, but we already had Tzipori. That's where Rebbe, if you remember the story a couple of days ago, where Rebbe died, they were going to bring him back to Beit Sha'arim. So Tzipori, v'avi shitzar milin, ashitzar milin. But this area that I saw, says Reish Lakish, was 16 by 16 mil, a large area of chalav u'dvash. Amar Rabbi Bar Chana, l'didi, chazi li zavaz chalav u'dvash, shall call Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Bar Chana says, I saw chalav u'dvash of all Eretz Yisrael, v'havi kimi bei michsi ad akra to tulbanki, chav beis parsi urka, upus yashisa porse. Again, a very large area, 22 length, and 6 parsa width. Large area, about the brachas of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Chalpa, which is the real topic of this last daf in Maseches Ksubis. Beis Hashem, at the end, we'll try to figure out why it's so appropriate for Ksubis to end with Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Chalba, Rabbi Avira, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. Ikla'u lahahu asra. They came to a certain place. Aisu kamayu afarsika. They brought a peach. They brought out a peach to them. Dahavi ke ilfis kabar kfarhino. It was as big as an ilfis. An ilfis is a pan of kfarhino. It was a huge peach. The ilfis kfarhino kamahavi he sa'in. Achlu shlish, they ate a third of it. V'efkiru shlish, and a third of it they gave away. They couldn't eat all of it. V'nasnu lifnei behemtan shlish, and they gave in front of their animal shlish. Lav dafki in that order, right? One might, the Gemara talks about in Brachas, about giving one's animals to eat before one eats. Or it could be they were planning to eat the whole thing, and they gave their animals something already. But this is just a piece they were planning to eat, but they couldn't eat it, so therefore they gave it to their animals. Doesn't say it had any kedusha in terms of shmita, in terms of chumas and maishas. That would be a shaila about giving it to one's animal. This is talking about just the fruit. Lashana the following year, ikla Rabbi Elazar lahasam. He came to the same place for aisul kamei, and he brought a peach in front of him. It was much smaller. Naktu biyade. He took it in his hand, so it wasn't so huge. So he exclaimed when he saw it that it was much smaller. The amar eretz prilum lecha me ra'as yoshve va. See what happens? Right, things get smaller because of the people that aren't fulfilling the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the land. Right, the palace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore we have to realize the special qualities of it. Especially, we have to be on an even higher standard, and we want to put ourselves into this situation, as the Ramban talks about in Parshas Achrimos, the special qualities of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Shua ben Levi iklo legavla. He came to Gavla, chazinu lahani katufei, ta'avi kaimi ki igli. He saw vineyards, and in the vineyards, the grapes were so plentiful, and they were connected to each other, and from afar, it looked like cows in the vineyard. Looked like cows in the vineyard. Ki igli. Amar, agalim ben akfanim. He's like, wow, look at the cows in the vineyard. Right, that's what it looked like from afar, because there was so many vineyards. Amrulay, they said to him, Kitufe ninu, no, it's not cows. It's just clusters. Right? He saw from afar it looked like cows. So he said, No, it's all grapes. Amar, he says to them, Eretz, achnisi peirosayach. He came and he says, what are you giving so much fruit for? Complaining to the vineyards, why? Lemi at motzia peirosayach, la'arvim halalu. There's so many Arabs here. Well, the Jews aren't going to be able to eat all of these grapes. What are you bringing so many grapes for? Sha'amdu aleinu b'chataseinu. Right, these Aravim that are causing us so many tzaris. So let's finish the story and then we'll comment. L'shana ikla Rabbi Chia l'hasam. The following year, Rabbi Chia came. Chazinu davi kaimi ki'izi. With less. Right, now they only look like goats in the vineyard. They don't look like cows in the vineyard. Amar izim ben akfanim. He said, wow, there are goats in the vineyard. Amru le'izil. They said, leave before you say anything else. Lo tavid lan ki chavrach. We don't want you to do exactly what your friend just did and gave us a curse. So, you know, we can find different addresses for all of our grapes, and we don't need you to minimize it with your comments. Why the double lashon of eretz hachnisi peirosayich? Why the double lashon? Says the Ben Yehoyada. A day like today, you need some Ben Yehoyadas. Says the Ben Yehoyada, nimsei nismai tatov. I'm sorry, he says, Eretz. He says, Hata Kefal Lashona, Eretz. Chad Keneged Chelak HaGashmi, V'chad Keneged Chelak HaRuchani Sheba. Eretz Yisrael is made up of Gashmias and Ruchnias. So we'll get to the Bach by the Shem a little bit later. That's number one. Inami, Chad Keneged Eretz HaTachtona, V'chad Keneged Eretz HaElyona, HaMashpa'as B'Tachtona. Kedichsev, where do you have that? So he expands a Gemara from Maseches Tainus. The Gemara in Tainus says, Yerushalayim ir shechubra layachtav. There's Yerushalayim shalmala and Yerushalayim shalmata. The Ben Yoyada here, the Ben Ishchai, is expanding that. Eretz Yisrael shalmala and Eretz Yisrael shalmata. That's what he's relating to our Gemara. Number one. But then he says, also, got to have a Gematria today. He says, the Eshkols went from the Egel to the A's. Egel to A's. The difference in Gematria is 26, Yudke Vavke. Says when there was a Chilul Hashem, the actions weren't being done, or the Aravim were involved, the difference between Egel and A's is Yudke Vavke. It's 26, and that's the Lermoz Bavar Chilul Hashem Shechilulu Ba'avonot Nisma'ata Tova. That's the Tova going down. That's how it looked. We continue. Says the Gemara, two dots, Tana Rabbanan. Bibir Choseha Shel Eretz Yisrael. When Eretz Yisrael is at its best in terms of the brachas, in terms of what we're zocha to, all the amazing brachas of Eretz Yisrael, beis sa'ah ose chameshas ribokurin. A beis sa'ah could produce 50,000 kur. Beis a certain area, right, of Amos, so it could produce 50,000 kur. How do you know that? So we're going to do some math. B'yeshivasa shel tso'an beisa ose shivim kurim. In when tso'an is settled and producing, then it can produce 70 kur. Tetanya, I'm Rabbi Meir. Ani ra'isi bebikat beit sha'an beisa ose shivim kurim. I saw In Beit Sham, 70 kur were produced. And there's no other land outside the land of Israel that is more fertile than Eretz Mitzrayim. We'll get back to that. That's the most fertile. Eretz Mitzrayim. And there's no place in Eretz Mitzrayim that is more fertile than Tso'an, which we just spoke about. The Havi Mirabu Bamalachim, where kings and princes prided themselves, and they were very proud of that area. Dechsiv, as the Pasuk says in Yishayo, Ki hayu b'Tso'an sarav. So Tso'an was the best of Eretz Mitzrayim, and Eretz Mitzrayim was the best of Chutz La'aretz. Ve'ein lecha terashim b'chol Eretz Yisrael yosu mi'chevron. And there's no more rocky area that does not produce, is not fertile in Eretz Yisrael more than Chevron. Tavi kavri be'shichvi. That's why it was chosen to be the place where the avos were buried. Maris HaMachpelah, the four pairs, the eight avos, including Adam and Chava. Ve'afilu hachi, and even so, and that's 70. Right, we said before, Tso'an produces 70 kur. That's the best of Eretz Yisrael. Produces 70 kur. V'yafilo hachi Chevron mavuna al achas b'shiva b'Tso'an. And yet Chevron is 7 times more fertile, 7 times more able to produce than Tso'an. How do you know that? 7 times dechsiv. The pasuk says b'Midbar v'Chevron sheva shanim divnasa livnei Tso'an Mitzrayim. Chevron was built. Literally, if you would translate it, 7 years before Tso'an Mitzrayim. Says the Gemara, but it can't mean that. My Nivnasa. What does it mean, built before? Ilema Nivnasa Mamish. Doesn't mean that it was built literally beforehand. That wouldn't work. Why? Efshar Adam Bone Bayis Libano Katan. Kodem Shivne Libano Gadol. Would somebody build a house for his younger son before his older son? It goes in order. For his older sons. And therefore, Shenemar Uvene Cham, who are the children of Cham, son of Noach, Kush u'Mitzrayim u'Fut u'Kanan. So Mitzrayim is older than Canaan. So it can't be that Mitzrayim was built, Canaan was built beforehand, right? It says Mivune. It can't be it was built before it because Mitzrayim's older. So Chum wouldn't have built the cities, wouldn't have built the ear. Ela shemivune al achas mishiva b'tso'an. It means Mivune. It is more fertile. It is more able to be built up. 1/7 from Tso'an. So, if you do the math, Tso'an, we've said, a base core produces 70 core. So, if Chevron is 7 times that, so that's 490. We're up to 490. 70 times 7 is 490. But that's Vahanimili Betrushim. But that's only Betrushim, the rocky areas. Chevron, compared to Chevron, which is not so fertile. Aval Shalom Betrushim Chamesh Mea. But if it's not a rocky area, we'll bump it up 10. Put it up 10, meaning another 1/50th. Why another 1/50th? The Marsha says, because 1/50th is always a unit of, you finally get there. 1/50th in Truma is the Beinonis. We have Yovel. We have Sfiras HaOmer, says the Marsha. So that's the Shalom Betrushim. So now we're up to 500, right? We had 70. 70 times 7 is 490. Add 10 to make it 500. Vahani Mili Shalom Berchoseha. But this is only when it's not at the state where it's totally the best that could be producing. Shalom b'berchosel, avol b'berchosel k'siv. But when Eretz Yisrael is producing at its peak, at the most potential, k'siv vayizra yitzchak ba'aretz ahi me'ash sha'arim. The gomer was 100 times, so 500 times 100 is 50,000, and that's where you get the number at the beginning that b'berchosel shal Eretz Yisrael a beis sa'ak can produce 50,000 kor. Period. Rabbi Yaakov again, once we have the Emes Yaakov open, Rabbi Yaakov notes, so our Gemara says, it's quoted elsewhere, I think it's quoted in Rashi and Chumash also, that Eretz Mitzrayim had the most fertile lands in all of Chutz La'aretz. Explains Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in Parshas Miketz, that added to the fact that they thought they were the greatest nation and the greatest civilization. And why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, throughout the process of the Makos, had to prove to them that they were not. And isn't it amazing that Hashem had to bring them to their knees, that they had to be supported by a Jew? A Jew had to be mafarnes them. A Jew who ate their gods. Right? And they were so disgusted by that, and they couldn't even break bread with a Jew, let alone look at a Jew. A Jew had to support them. That was part of had to bring them down. Gaiva was the Midah of Mitzrayim. And that's why more than any other nation, we have delineated in Tanakh Maka after maka after maka after maka. You don't have that by Bavel. You don't have that by Yavon's not in the story of Hanukkah, but you don't have anywhere where it's so delineated. Amalek is just one war. Right? You have wars that we fight against Sichon and Og only by Mitzrayim. Again, it's a defining Golus, but there Hashem has to break them down from the gaiva that they felt. And he quotes here, he says, Sar shel Mitzrayim Rahav Shemo. The Sar Mitzrayim is called Rahav, Ukishmo Kenhu Ha'am, Shekulam Geim Ga'av Tanim, V'roin Anachnu Shaisalem To'ev Alech Alechem Im Ha'ivrim. They wouldn't eat bread with us. V'lechein, Kishamra Eishes Potifar Lana Sheha, Amra Ru'u Hevilanu Ish Ivri, V'chein Sar Amashkim Ha'arur, Kisharatza Lavazoses Yosef, Amra Eved Ivri. They keep saying Ivri, Ivri, that means the other side. Right, the other side people, the Ivrim, those people who sit in the other room. V'chein ha-plishtim, krove ha-mitzriyim. And then the plishtim, right, the plishtim, if you look in Perek Yud of Bereishis, he quotes that they came from Mitzrayim. Matzinu shemaskirim lefamim es b'nei Yisrael l'gnai b'shem Ivrim. We find also, sometimes you find they're calling us Ivrim. V'hainu, shehisga'u ma'od klapei ha-Ivrim. V'kivan shekein, ech yizkaimim b'nei Yisrael b'galusim shel gav tanim alalu, v'rotza Yosef ha-tzadik l'shbar ga'avasam. That's why he fed them. That's why at the end of Ayigash, we know he switched all of them around and nobody lived in the places where they were supposed to live. They were all supposed to feel like Gerim. And then he quotes at the end, this is our Gemara, V'yafshar shezehi chilek migav asam, v'b'nei she'eretz Mitzrayim nisbarcha betvu asam, yoser mikol ha'olam kulo. Right, again, the tvua is better. Quotes our Gemara, L'fichach l'shbar gav asam zu, hevi HaKadosh Baruch Hu ra'av eleha, v'amafarnes haya ish ivri, shezeo etzlam shem ha'gnai, v'hayu b'nei Yisrael nikrim ivrim b'mitzrayim, ki kei matzinu b'tchilas galusam, sh'rak b'shem ivrim yichanum, ha'miyaldos ha'ivriyos, ish mitzri ma'ke ish ivri, miyalde ha'ivrim zeh, me'nekes min ha'ivriyos, elokei ha'ivrim. Right, all the... over and over again, because that's how they viewed us. They viewed us as different. And that's why they had such gaiva about them. Hashem had to step by step remove that gaiva and prove to them, ki Lashem ha'aretz, and all the psukim in Parshas Va'era and Parshas Bo. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara Tanya, right in the middle. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Sa'ah b'Yehuda, Haisa'ose chamesh se'in. One sa'ah in Yehuda, a flower, could produce really five sa'ah as it's ground up. Sa'ah kemach, a sa'ah of kemach is the flower. Sa'ah solas, the fine flower. Sa'ah subin, that is the more inferior flower, but it also has purposes. Sa'ah mursin, v'sa'ah kiburya, all the different types of flour after one sifts it and does the malacha of sifting. So all these flowers are produced. Atzduki says to Rabbi Chanina, your land is great. I admit it. Your land of Eretz Yisrael is great. Beit Sa'ah achas iniach li'aba. My father left me one Beit Sa'ah in Eretz Yisrael. Mimena mishach, and I got oil from it. Mimena chamar and wine. Mimena ibur. Mimena kitnios. Mimena ro'os miknasi. I have beans. I have my animals have place to graze. There's so much in every little thing. It's interesting, the Gemara talks about here, it has everything, and yet it doesn't have oil. Right? Every other country in the area in Eretz Yisrael has oil. Right? So why is that? The Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us what we need on a daily basis. Right? It doesn't make it easy for us. Right? If half the world's oil supply was moved over by 200 miles, you know, the world will look different. But you know, Kodesh Baruch Hu has his plan. You know, a little oil, mishach, yeah, but not the world supplies of oil. Only what we need to fulfill the pasuk of Eretz Avas Chalav Udvash. That's about it. The oil from Shemen, but not that oil. Amaleahu bar Amora alabar arad Yisrael. A certain Arimian, Emori, said to a Jew, Hi, Talsa de Kaima Aguda de Yardana, that palm tree that's on the edge of the Yardain, Kama Gadrisumina. How much did you harvest from it? How much did it produce for you? That palm tree of Tamarim. Amar le, shisin kure. 60 kur. 60 kur from that tree. Amar le, so this Eremian says, Akadi lo alisu ba achrav tua. You just went to Eretz Yisrael and you're already destroying it. You're already destroying this land, you Jews. Anan mea v'esrim kure. Havi gazrina mina. I got 120. When my ancestors lived there, 120 kur from every tree. You only got 60? Amar Leis, the Jew says back, Ananami michad gisa kamina lacha. I only meant from one half of the tree. Right? It's really 120. I didn't want to get into it, tell you so much, but really, so much is produced. Right? And that's from when B'nai Yisrael come into Eretz Yisrael, the nevuas that are mekuyam, bizman hazet, that talk about the land will not produce except for when B'nai Yisrael come back, or the nevuas that we see being mekuyam baruch Hashem. Amar Rav Chisda, my dechseh bo etein loch. Eretz Chemda, I will give you a desirous land. Eretz Chemda, what we say in benching. Eretz Chemda Tov Archava. We know the Gemara tells us in Brachas. If we don't mention four concepts in benching, we're not Yotzei. Including Eretz Yisrael, and Bris Milah, and Talmud Torah, and Malchus Beis David. Right, they're all mentioned in the second and the third Bracha. Right, so we have to mention all of those, unless we're not Yotzei. What do those have to do with benching? They have to do with the food. The food is only mentioned in the first bracha. Why is that? Because the Gemara tells us, Rashi quotes it, I think in Parshas Ekev, Ein Adam Morid B'Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ela Mitoch Sevia. A person only rebels against God out of a feeling of satiation. Mitoch Sevia. If we feel like we have everything, it's harder to daven, it's harder to bench, it's harder to recognize. If we're in need, then obviously. So when we're full and we can't move, sometimes it's harder. If Shlomo Zalman writes in one place, it's harder to bench with Kavana than to daven Shmon Esrei with Kavana. Right? It's, even though you would think, what do you mean, Shmon Esrei is long, 19 brachas, Shlomo Zalman says, think about that one. Right? It's harder to bench with Kavana than to say Shmon Esrei, because benching, we're at home, there's a lot of other stuff going on, it's not that we're in shul, surrounded by everybody else davening, we just have to push ourselves. And in the same piece, in the Chigum Mamtakim, they quote that from Shlomo Zalman, and they say if you used to watch Shlomo Zalman bench, it was Tainug. To watch him bench, it was like Olam Haba to watch Shlomo Zalman bench. Because he knew that it was harder, so he worked on it, and he overcame. But Berachas Hamazon is supposed to be a short lesson in Jewish history. Right? We use the opportunity of talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and thanking him for Hazanas HaOlam Kulo B'Tuvo, as we mentioned the bases of Eretz Yisrael being central, being an Eretz Chemda, right? Like the Pasuk says here, and Malchus Beis David and Torah and Bris Milah. Good. V'etan l'ch Eretz Chemda. Nachlas Tzvi. End of the Pasuk. Loma Eretz Yisrael Nimshol L'Tzvi. Why is Eretz Yisrael compared to a deer? Lomar l'cha, ma tzvi ze ein oro machzik psaro. Just like this tzvi, its skin cannot be machzik its flesh. What does that mean? A tzvi always has skin on. So Rashi says, after it's skinned. After it's skinned, the skin cannot be put back on. It gets smaller, it jumps back. So just like the skin cannot be machzik psaro, af Eretz Yisrael eina machzekas peiroseha. So too, at times of plenty, Eretz Yisrael's fruit, it will be so much. That's what it means. Eretz Avas Chalav Adash, it will be so much. Dabar Acher, or a different drasha, Ma Tzvi Zeh Kal Mikol HaChayos, just like the Tzvi is faster than all the Chayos, than all the other animals, Af Eretz Yisrael, Kal Mikol HaRatzos, Levashel Es Peiroseha. So to a Tzvi, so the Eretz Yisrael is called the land of the Tzvi. It produces, and the fruit ripened before all the other lands. Right? Tzvi is Kal. The Gemara in Sota tells us that Naphtali is compared to an Ayala, right, a female, right, Ayala Shlucha, and that's why when they were standing at Maris HaMachpelah, if you remember the story, and Esav was there, not letting them in, and they said, who are we going to send back to Mitzrayim to get the shtar that this Mismara was sold to Yaakov Avinu? They sent Naphtali, because he was as fast as a deer, as an Ayala, the female. Ayala Shlucha, right, that's the Gemara about Chushim, when Chushim steps in and cuts off Esav's head. The Gemara in the first parak in Sota. But we know about its Tzvi. We also know about its Tzvi from first halach in the Tur, in Arachayim. Right, first halach in the Tur, in Arachayim. The Tur knows, quoting Yehuda ben Tema, Yehuda ben Tema says, we all look at the animals. We all look at animals. We have to look at animals and learn something from the animals. Yehuda ben Tema omer, havi az kanamer, vikal kanesher, rots katzvi. There it is, our Gemara. Right, our Gemara, that Tzvi is the fastest. That's why Yehuda ben Tema uses Tzvi as the message that we have to run like a Tzvi, v'gibar ka'ari. Then the Tur quotes that Mishnah of Yehuda ben Tema of Pirkei Avos and says, what is each one emphasizing to us? Right, the first siman in Shulchan Aruch. Right, the first siman in the Tur. We have to know this. Right, he says we have to be as kanamer. We have to be brazen like a leopard. Why? Why is he leper? What does that mean? It explains the tour that many times we're embarrassed by our mitzvos. Many times we're uncomfortable. It's going to make us, bring attention to ourselves. I'm going to go daven. I'm in the airport and I have to put on tefillin. I don't want anybody to see me with my tefillin on. Right? We're embarrassed. Okay. It doesn't mean we have to do it in the middle of everything. But you find a corner, but we still have to do it. So it'd be az kanomer. We have to al chetois panecha keneged amaligim v'altimna milasos a mitzvah. Don't not do a mitzvah just because I'm a mitzvayesh a little bit. That's az kanomer. And then he says kal kanesher. We have to be as light as an eagle keneged reosa ayin v'dima oso lanesher ki kasher anesher shot ba'avir kenu reosa ayin lomar shetatzimi necha me'reos bara kiutchila avera. Watch your eyes. Don't let your eyes fly like an eagle flies. Va'amar, then he says, Gibar Kari, and Ratz Katzvi, Kineged Haraglayim, Sharaglecha Latov Yerutsu. And when we run, we gotta run like a deer. David HaMelech also says that he want Hadricheni, Benetiv Mitzvosecha Al Haraglayim, Hatli Bialet Vosecha, all the different parts of the body. But Tzvi is in the first siman in Shulchan Aruch right here, based on our Gemara. Back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, why else? So we're compared to a tzvi because it's early in terms of being producing the fruit. Says the Gemara, so why don't you continue? Ima tzvi zeh kal v'ein b'saros shamein av Eretz Yisrael kalo levashol v'ein b'roseh shmeinim. You might think a tzvi, right, it's fast, but it doesn't have the most meaty meat. So the most juicy meat, so too, maybe you want to say that about Eretz Yisrael too. Maybe kalo levashol, but its fruit are not so shmeinim. Tamalomar zavas chalav u'dvash. Shmeinim mechalav umetukim midvash. It's all the milos, everything wonderful about the fruit of Eretz Yisrael. You can't not mention the Bach when you talk about the fruit of Eretz Yisrael. That's the Bach who quotes in Hilchos Bracha Achrona, Simen Reish Ches and Arachayim, where the Torah quotes, there are some that don't say the phrase at the end of Alamichya, v'nochal mipirya v'nispa mituva. The Torah quotes, don't say that. Why? What are you davening to eat from the fruit of Eretz Yisrael? No, it's all spiritual. It's all spiritual. But no, chami pirya, Hashem, we can't wait. The ein la omro says the tour. Shein la chmo to aretz bishvil pirya v'tova el lakaya mitzvah satuluyos ba. Like the Gemara says in Sota also about Moshe Rabbeinu. Why do they want to go to Eretz Yisrael? Not to eat from the fruit, but to do the mitzvahs. So that's why the tour says take out that line. V'adoni evi arash lo haya omra. The rush didn't say it. Okay. V'gam lo haya omra v'no delacha v'cholu. But we have it in ours. We have it in our version of Alamichya. Says the Bach, of course you should say it. Tema. He says, of course you should say it. He says, Halo Kedusha Sa'aret Anishpasba Mikdusha Sa'aret Sa'el Yonahi. Like the Ben Ish Chai said earlier, Eretz Yisrael Shalmata is connected to Eretz Yisrael Shalmala, the Ruchani. And Peiroseha Yonkim Mikdusha Sa'shchina Hashochenes Bekerav Aretz. The Shchin is in the fruit. The Shchin is Kedusha. Al kain anu machnisin bebracha zu v'nocha bepiri v'nispa mituva ki ba'achilas peiroseha anu nizoni mikdushas hashchina umita'arasa v'nispa mitovasa. Yes, eating an apple from Eretz Yisrael, eating an orange from a Jaffa orange, we should feel something different than eating oranges from Florida. Right? We should feel something different. Right? V'nocha bepiri v'nispa mituva. We should realize the godless and the special quality of the fruit of Eretz Yisrael. That's the message of the Gemara. Interesting, I mentioned it now, we can mention it anywhere in these dafim. The Sha'ar Mitzvah of Halacha here makes the fascinating comment, and that is, we mentioned earlier, why are these agados regarding Eretz Yisrael, and we're going to still have more, what are they doing in Ksuvis? What are they doing in Ksuvis? So he says, there's nothing b'mikra in Shas. Why are the Gemaras all about the mun in Maseches Yoma? Why are they all in Yoma, towards the end of Yoma? Because Yom Kippur is a day that we get fed spiritually. And the mun was spiritual food. And that's why they are all there. He quotes this from Rabbi Tzadok. Nikva Masechas Yoma Agadas Shevach Haman, because of that. And why are the Agadas of Matan Torah in Masechas Shabbos? Right? Why is it in Shabbos and Peches? Because on Shabbos the Torah was given. Why is the Gemara about Kamsa and Bar Kamsa and Churban Abayis and Gittin? Because we were divorced by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by the Churban. And that's why all of those Gemaras are in Gittin. Right? Why are all the Gemaras regarding Eretz Yisrael in Ksubis? Why are they in Ksubis? Because this is part of our marriage to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. part of the marriage is with the Torah and with Eretz Yisrael. It's all part of family shalom bayis in the proper place where they're supposed to be. V'im kein Eretz Yisrael hi aksuba u'peiroseha enim kamo shahayu kamo ksubas almana tu rakmana. Right, our ksuba is different now since we went into galus like we had earlier. Right, it's not the same. Right, ha'isak ka'almana. Right, it says in the beginning of Eicha v'ish ksuba matayim v'tosefes v'lakach inya. That's why depending Hashem gives us tosefes ksuba. Right, if we're behaving ourselves in Eretz Yisrael. But it's all connected to our marriage, and that's why it's in Eretz Yisrael. We'll get back to that Hashem also at the end when we finish up. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Elazar, Kavi Solak Eretz Yisrael, Amar, Paltili Michada, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he says, I've been saved from one terrible curse. Ki Samchua, and when he got Smicha, Amar, Paltili Mitarti, I've been saved from two. Kias osvuhu besoda ibor, and when they let him take part in the being ma'aber, so then Omar padli mitlas, I'm saved from three. Shenamar, what is he saved from? Which pasuk is he talking about? The following. V'haisa yadi el hanaviyam achozim shav v'gomer. My hand, says Hashem, will be with those prophets who testify falsely. Bis v'gomer, besod ami lo yihyu, they will not be with sod ami, says soda ibor. So baruch Hashem, I have fulfilled that. That curse didn't happen to me, so that's number one. Ubiksav Beis Yisrael lo yikasevu zesmicha. They won't get the ksav of Beis Yisrael. I got it. Smicha. V'yal admas Yisrael lo yavo'u kamashma'o Eretz Yisrael. Period. Ki Rebbe Zera, who we learned a couple of days ago when he was going to Eretz Yisrael. Ki avisalak l'Eretz Yisrael lo ashach ma'avar l'mevar. When he got to the Yarden, there was no boat. There was no boat. He missed the flight. And what do I do? So what does he do? Nakat b'mitzra v'ka'avar. What does that mean? Look, Rashi explains. Yesh makom she'ein gesher. There's no bridge. U'mashlichen eitz al arochav. You throw a piece of wood across, and you walk across the piece of wood holding onto a string. That's how Reb Zera came to Eretz Yisrael. Right, he walked along the piece of lumber. Shad b'safa v'lasafa v'in arochav le'lech alav ki'im oches b'yado b'chevel ha'matuach l'mala. Kashur Shnei Rashav, must have been something not too wide, but that's how Reb Zera got in, v'ka'avar. Amazing. Amar Lehud Stuki, and Stuki, when he saw that and when he heard that, he exclaimed the same thing, as also in the Gemara in Shabbos, when the Stuki, I don't know if it's the same Stuki, saw Rava learning, and he was sitting on his hands, and there was blood coming out of his hands, he didn't even realize it. Amar Pizizu. You nation that you don't think things out. De kadmisu pumaychulu d'naychu. Your mouth came before your ears, meaning we said naasev v'nishma akati pezizu saychu kamaychu. You're still not thinking before you act. That's what he says. That's what this statement is said about Eretz Yisrael, our commitment to Eretz Yisrael, and our commitment to Torah. Our commitment to Torah is the Gemara in Shabbos. And the commitment to Eretz Yisrael is right here in Ksubas Kuf Yud Beis, right? That statement that Stukim cannot understand our undying and continuous commitment without even, not logical commitment to Eretz Yisrael. It needs to be there and to Torah. Jews need to have both, right? The first statement that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says in all of Shas, first statement, three things are nikkas b'yisurin, right? Beginning of Brachas, Eretz Yisrael, Torah, and Olam Haba. So we have to realize that. Everybody bizman hazeh. Olam haba we have to earn today through Eretz Yisrael and Torah. So that's what we have to realize. Amar Leh. Duchda. One of my, I have a friend in Chutzla, who lives in Chutzlaritz. He knows that we discussed the past couple of days. Yesterday's daf was the Shalosh Shvuos. Everything to be discussed about that. He says, isn't it amazing that in every area of halacha, generally, from Orthodox Jews, look for the best way to do it. The lachadchila way. We don't look for getting away with things. We don't look for, like, oh, there's one shita that says something, and therefore, you know, it's, I'll rely on that. Right? Jews in all of our communities, we try to be lechadchila Jews. If there's a day that says something, we try to do it, and we try to do everything. And when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, all of a sudden, many of us are like, we look for, if anybody says there's a kula out there, okay, I'll do that. Even if most of the Gemaras and the Rambam and the evidence says in one direction, but, you know, maybe this shita is right, maybe that shita is right. But it's amazing. It's an area of halacha that didn't have mazel in certain areas. You know, mazel because it's more difficult. It's challenging. But we have to realize, right, that this Stuki recognized the Mesiras Nefesh that a Jew has to have for Eretz Yisrael. Okay, let's continue. Amar Leh, so we're still in the middle of the story. So the Stuki says this to Reb Zera. So Reb Zera says, Amar Leh, duchta de Moshe v'aron lo zachula, a place that Moshe and Aaron weren't zochet to get into. Ano miyemer de zachinoloi. Who says I'm going to get there? Meaning I'm here now, I might lose the chance if I don't go right away. I got to get there as soon as possible. And therefore, Reb Zeira says, I'm not wasting time. I'm going over on this lot. We have to get there. Even Reb Yehuda Halevi, right, a famous comment in the Kuzari, right, the Kuzari which he wrote, is it a true story, not a true story? And the Melech of the Kuzars asked the Chaver all these questions about Yadus, about Emuna, about everything, and he has an answer to everything. Except when he says, I don't understand. So you daven that Eretz Yisrael is the center of your religion, and you daven there for Sachzene, Einenu, B'Shubchol, Etzion, Barachamim, and you this and you that, and you're sitting here in Golos and you're not going. So what is the Kuzari answer? What is the Chaver answer? This is in Mamar Sheni, Perach of Dalid, Achein Matzata Makom Cherpasi Melech Kuzar. You got me. I have no answer. Ki Ma'amnam Cheit Zeh, Hu Asher Biglalo, Lo Nitkayem HaYi'ud Asher Yod HaEloka LaBayit HaSheni. Rani V'Simchi Bat Zion, Ki Hineni Ba V'Shachanti B'Tochech Ne'um Hashem. That's why we're not back. That's why we're not back, because we don't have the commitment to Eretz Yisrael that we should have. He doesn't have an answer. Sof davar rachelik benam nane v'lo b'leif shalim, during the times of Ezra, he says. And now he says, you know, right, we daven. It's Rabbi Yehuda Levi talking. Right, we daven, but when we daven, ishtachvu lahar kacho, ishtachvu ladom raglov, hamach l'shchinaso, ki im kedibur hatuki, uketzifzuf hazarzir. It's like parrots. Ki b'lo kavanas aleva ne'omrim dvarim eila odomeyem, kasher harirosa b'tzedek sar hakuzarim. Meaning, you're right. You're right, and that's where Yehuda Levi, the legend goes, went to Eretz Yisrael at the end of his life. But this is the Kuzari's line, where he doesn't have anything to say. It's the only time, I think, in the Sefer, where he says, you got me. Right? He says that, you got me. Okay. Weiter. Last line. Last couple of lines of the Masechta, well-known lines. Rebbe Abba Menashe Kipi Da'ako. Rebbe Abba used to kiss the stones of Akko. Right, that was the port. Rebbe Chanina Metakin Maskele. Rebbe Chanina used to fix the streets. Fix the streets. Why? Why did he fix the streets? Rashi says, because he didn't want anybody stubbing their toe and saying something bad about Eretz Yisrael. So he wanted the streets to be perfect and beautiful so that everybody has positive things to say about Eretz Yisrael. We mentioned a number of years ago the unbelievable biting thought from Rav Zalman Saratskin, the Aznayim LaTorah, where he says, in Shmini, one of the non-kosher animals is the da'a, which is also called the ra'a. Right, it's also two different names. Why is it called the Ra? The Gemara says in Chulin Sama Gimel. Why is it called the Ra? She'ro'eh b'yoser. It has an unbelievable powers of vision. Omedes b'bavel v'ro'eh nevela b'eretz Yisrael. It could be standing in Bavel and seeing a carcass in Eretz Yisrael, of nevela in Eretz Yisrael. It's an unbelievable power. So asks the Azayin LaTorah, so why is it a non-kosher bird? It has this amazing power. So why is it a non-kosher bird? So it says Azayim HaTorah, an abiding thought. He says, if you could stand in Chutz La'aretz and just say, see the bad things of Eretz Yisrael, that's a non-kosher bird. Omed b'bavel v'roen nevela b'Eretz Yisrael, says Azayim HaTorah. Perek yudalef, pasuk yudalef. Remez la'anashim, haroen nevela b'Eretz Yisrael, k'shem ba'atzmam omdim b'bavel. Ve'enam ba'im la'sheves b'Eretz Yisrael, la'azor la'ela ha'mishtadlim, la'seis neshama la'amaleh, v'ruach la'holchim ba, she'en da'as ha'torah no'chim izeh. Right, that's the message, says la'zayim la'torah. Harif. In terms of the non-kosher bird. But that's what Rev Chanino wanted everybody to say good things. Don't fall to the trap of the Meraglim again. And that's why Misaki and Maskele. Is there a mitzvah when one comes to Eretz Yisrael to kiss the stones, to kiss the ground? Is it only for Yechidei Skula? The Rambam quotes these Gemaras. In Hilchos Malachim. He feels that they're halacha. So does that mean, or at least hashkafik halacha, enough to be in Mishnah Torah, in Perakei Malachim? So he says there that we have to, so the Chashuk Echemen here discusses whether that's a din for the masses or a din for those only if you feel it. Either way, that's a discussion here. Ravami v'Ravasi, Kai Mimi Shimsha, Latula Mitula Shimsha. They kept going back and forth from the sun to the shade, from the shade to the sun. When they were cold, they went to the sun. When they were hot, they went to the shade. Why? Because they wanted to, Rashi says, right? So that Kadesha lo yuchlo lehisra aim al yeshivat Eretz Yisrael. So they have nothing bad to say about Eretz Yisrael. The Rimi Gash writes in the Tshuva so they could get Hana'ah every moment. Rabbi Chiya Bar Gamda Migna Dar Ba'afra used to roll around in the dust of Eretz Yisrael. Shenamar ki ratzu avadecha zavaneha ves afara yechonanu. Amar Reb Zeira, Amar Reb Yirmiya bar Abba, Darsha ben David ba kategoria b'talmid chachamim. The generation that David's going to come, there's going to be kategoria. There's going to be many people who are going to be mastin and cause problems for talmid chachamim. When Shmuel heard this, Amar Tzir v'achar Tzir, if he said it's going to be a gzera after a gzera, it's going to be terrible. Shenamar v'od ba asiriya v'shava v'haisa levayer, destruction. Tani Rav Yosef, bezuze u'bezuze de bezuze. Right, it is plundering after plundering. Right, before Mashiach comes, Amar b'chia bar Abba bar Ashi Amar Rav, but the Pesachta ends off. Asidin kolilani srak shabaret Yisrael sheyitanu peiros. All non-fruit-bearing trees in the future in Eretz Yisrael will produce fruit. Shenamar ki eitz nasa peryote ina v'gefen atznu chelam. The pasuk says because all these fruit. The second pasuk already says that the gefen, the vineyard is going to produce. So why do you have to give another fruit? So the first part of the pasuk must be talking about, Rashi says, a non-producing fruit, just an eitz, which doesn't produce fruit, but in the future it will. Says the Ben Yoyada, why dafka these trees? Why the Te'ena and the Geffen specifically? Are those used as the mashal? So explains the Ben Yoyada in his last piece here on the Masechta. Because if you look in the Medrash, right, the two fruit that Adam Arisha might have eaten from by the Eitz Hadas are Geffen and Te'ena. Adam Nimshal Li'ilan, Adam Eitz HaSadeh. And those are the two that we ate from. So in the future, when everything comes back to perfection and everything is a return to the state of Gan Eden, so even those two trees, even the Geffen and the Te'ena are going to be come back to their abilities, and that's the message of Elon Srak. Many Mefarshim know that Ben Yoyada included says that Elon Srak is a mashal to the Ame Haaretz, those who are not filled with the fruit of Torah. And what it means, call Elon a Srak, Shabaret Yisrael, means that everybody will be Yodei Hashem. Tamar Chacham Nimshal Le'ilan Ma'achal She'o Seperos. Aval Am Ha'aretz Nimshal Le'ilan Srak She'eino Seperos. Abnam La'atid HaKol Yubalei Torah Ve'inam Ha'aretz Matsui. And that's why Dafka, the Elon Srak, is going to be proven. Ma'a Kesher, many Mefarshim ask this, we'll just end with this, between the end of the Masechta and the beginning of the Masechta, you know, various times we have thoughts trying to connect the end to the beginning. So there's a sefer someone gave me a couple of years ago by the previous Siyam HaShas, Ma Hafti Sarasecha, and it has a thought on a Siyam on every Masechta. So there on Ksubis it has two. So one of them he quotes from the Tzror HaChayim. He quotes, what are we talking about here? According to most Mefarshim, it's the Ilan Yisrag, it's all the Ame Aretz, all Am Yisrael. We're all going to come back with a Bayish Lishi. But we know the halacha is, let's say a woman gets divorced twice. A woman gets divorced twice. Right, from two, so could she get married again? Like the Katlanis, if the two husbands die, if she gets divorced twice, who says she could come back? Maybe she can't go back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu divorced us twice. Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw us out twice. Right, that's why the Churban Gemaras are in Gittin, as Reb Tzadok said. So how are we going to come back? We've been divorced twice. How is he going to take us back? Eich mahani tshuvas harishayim mevor b'shulchan aruch and Eben Ezer. Isha sunis garsha shnei pa'amim ein lisa osa. You shouldn't marry her. Im kein anachnu. But Israel, Hashem married us b'shas mayim b'dar Sinai. And he was begarishas by the Egel. I was saying the two bati migdash. He says differently. He says he was begarishas by the Egel. Then he took us back. Ve'ishach nisonel eretz Yisrael. He built us a base of migdash. And then he threw us out again. Right? So how could tshuva help? So, he explains, well, if one of the marriages was by force, so then it doesn't count. And, why? Well, and kavalim harkagigas. The first marriage was by force, and therefore it doesn't count. How do you know that? That a marriage by force is different, and you can't get married by force, doesn't count? Remember the first Tosfos in the entire Masechta? Why does it say Psula Nisais Liyom Arvi, and it doesn't say Ha'isha, he says Hadatani Abasula. Sorry, second Tosfos. Hadalokhtani Nosin Es Absula. Like it says, Ha'ish B'kadesh. Why? Va'od itana hachi hava mina afilu balkarcha. You might think, even balkarcha marriage could happen. Kamash v'lan, you can't get married by force. It's not like Gerishin. So, that's why. Why are we going to come back? The Ilan Yisrak, all the Ami Aretz, we're going to go back to Eretz Yisrael? How is that going to be possible? We've been divorced twice. No, the first time was by force. And that's why it doesn't count. And that's why there's going to be a time where we're going to be able to come back to Eretz Yisrael, enter the Beis HaMikdash, all Jews, and Be'ez Hashem, Keni Yiratzon, it should happen quickly. It's Baruch Hashem, Hadron Lach Shri Dan Exeris, and Be'ez Hashem, next on the horizon is Meseches Nedarim. Right? clean off your rans and your Masechet Zedarim and Beit Hashem, we will start that tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here.